Let's welcome our guest now with some practical advice for businesses for surviving the shock that has been caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Deloitte partner David Webb will talk us through some key themes, including communication, strategic thinking, and pulling together a new business plan. His main message is that open communication and strong relationships with the likes of landlords and trade suppliers are key, and there are things that you can control amidst the many that you feel you can't. David Webb is a restructuring expert and says he's been talking to affected businesses from small to medium enterprises to large corporations and institutions, and no one is immune to the effect of this once-in-a-century event. David, good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you very, very much. There are a heck of a lot of incredibly stressed people and trying to make clear-headed decisions in a situation that is it different from anything else a business might come across? Have you seen anything like this?
Look, I think this is the word that keeps getting thrown around a lot is unprecedented times. I don't think any of us have seen a situation like this before. And as you said, there's a lot of stress out there. We've been talking to multiple business owners and also their stakeholders. And I think the key thing, as you said at the opening of the show, is it's people just being able to reach out for help and communicate and understand that we're not in this alone.
Let's talk about what is possible even if you are not trading or you might be just be getting ready to trade again. We mentioned the business plan. It's probably out the window as it was looking before this. The old story, cash flow is king. Is that the primary focus at the moment?
I think it needs to be right now, Catherine. We're certainly seeing people move away from looking at the profit and loss and just focus on cash. Over the last 4 to 5 weeks, we've either been heading into lockdown or going in lockdown, and it's been able to control those things that you can, so reducing that cash burn. Whilst the business plan that was probably done at the start of the financial year or earlier on is now probably has gone out the window, to use your words, and we need to look at the different scenarios. So what we are seeing the business owners who are looking to thrive and come out the other side of this is they're the ones who are looking at reducing costs, removing the nice-to-haves and making those hard decisions. It's also putting your hand up and admitting that you are struggling. And we have seen a lot of New Zealand businesses, small and large, reach out to and take advantage of the packages that are out there from both governments and banks. So the wage subsidy would be the classic example of that. And it has been refreshing to see a lot of people reach out and access those things. But I think the other point I would make is, and you talked about these things that we can't control, and there's a lot of them, but there are things that we can control. And one of the things we've seen people do with business owners with the time they have on their hands over the last 3 to 4 weeks trying to deal with their stress is getting their employees to rally around and try and help fix up those little projects that never were able to get done prior to lockdown, so that we do come out of this, we're stronger. Example of that would be fixing up the financial systems and whether it even be as transactional as matching purchase orders to invoices, and just making sure that you have got good information for those business plans that you're starting to work on.
What are the concerns that you're hearing that are particular to this event? What is it that people are grappling with that's different from another business crisis?
I think there's clearly the financial implications of I'm worried about my own business as a business owner. What's happening with my customers? What's happening with my suppliers as well? Even if I believe I'm okay here, what are my customers doing? What are my suppliers doing? If I'm relying on cash coming in the door, are those business partners that I have that pay me every month, am I realistic to assume that it'll be pushed out a couple of months, or could it be longer? So I think there's the financial piece, But the other piece that I am certainly hearing is more around the mental health side of things. There's a lot of people trying to, I think, feel like they're trying to do this on their own. And so we're giving a lot of advice and hopefully support for people to just reach out, realise you're not on your own, communicate with your stakeholders, whether it be your customers, your suppliers. Talk to your financier openly. Let them know. They'll know you're struggling, but let them know what it is you need from them and work together with them to get through this.
What is it you're learning from the businesses that are succeeding in using this time to sort of reshape things? What's common to what they're doing?
I think the most common thing we're seeing with the businesses that are, I won't say succeeding, because I think that's a very, very small group right now, but the ones that seem to have positioned themselves to come out of this are the ones that have managed to sort of deal with the stress and the sort of the chaos of the first couple of weeks, and have probably spent that last couple of weeks just taking a deep breath, giving themselves just the right to have a bit of time, and have now focused on pulling together that business plan. Different scenarios, because we don't know when we're going to come out of level three. We don't know when our customers, our suppliers and stakeholders will also be back up on their feet as well. But I think it's taking that breath. We're starting to see business plans come through now for us to either help sort of flesh out or to review. We're starting to see the banks now triaging files and working out which customers need the support urgently. And I think it comes back to that communication. It's people now who are sort of reaching out and getting help, whether it be from external advisors or whether it be from just fellow business owners in their community, in their industry.
And are they working cooperatively, as you say, and talking to suppliers and trying to get a sense of where they're going to be at, talking about when payments are going to be possible, talking to landlords? And I know people have had very mixed experiences with landlords, some being very cooperative, some just holding the line. But by and large, those who are talking to all the parts of their chain, is that what you're seeing and would encourage?
Absolutely, Catherine. You're right, there are mixed stories out there, and there can be a tendency to sort of focus on the negative story, the negative interactions that you have, and for you, sort of for you on a one-on-one basis, that's important to you, so that actually matters. But on a wider piece, what I will say is it's been good to see that there is a lot of stories out there where we've heard from business owners who have gone out to their larger customers or their larger suppliers and had that feedback that says, hey, look, you're a small business, you're struggling, we're big, we can ride this through, give yourself a couple of months in terms of payments. So there are some good news stories out there where stakeholders, whether they be customers, suppliers, financial institutions, are actually stepping up and giving the smaller business owners or the ones who really need it just a bit of breathing space.
The technology, whether it's fancy stuff or whether it's just getting an online ordering system up and going, what's your advice to people depending where they are on that spectrum already? Because some people will probably be looking at ramping up something that's been very small or non-existent in their business. How do you do it well?
I think it's going to come back to that, probably two things, cash and resource. If you've got a system for your business that has worked well prior to stress and prior to COVID, it's actually just probably right now making the most of what you've got, making some small tweaks. As I said earlier, is working with your staff, your team, to make sure that the data that's going in is quality data. Sort of garbage in, garbage out is what we need to avoid. And to the cash point, yeah, there could be a tendency right now for looking to try and improve your systems by going out and buying the next big flash sort of management information system. But I don't think there's a lot of businesses in New Zealand right now who have the cash, or if you're directors or executive management, sitting there wanting to put that expenditure out there. I think the real key investments right now need to be in getting the businesses back up and running.
This is a question, though, for those who are facing having to do more online or do contactless delivery, these sorts of things. How do you even tackle whether that can be a sufficient part of your business to ensure a cash flow against costs?
So if I use the retail industry as an example, in terms of the online presence, those who have had online presence over the last, going into this, have been able to, and particularly in the last week or so, started to be able to get their product, their services out to the market. So yes, I would agree that if you're a business that has been sort of reliant on street front or sort of traditional bricks and mortar, investigating and making appropriate investments into online platforms would be absolutely appropriate. But to come back to that point, is that at the moment a lot of businesses are nervous, cash strapped, and it's reaching out to your financiers and having that business plan and saying, look, here's my model. I do need to make some changes in my business. The investment makes sense, and I'm asking you to back me.
You don't want to invest in it and then find that it's not sustainable as a business. Your business is not sustainable effectively because online is not going to be big enough. I mean, these are the kinds of decisions that people are grappling with. Another one is staff, and perhaps we should have started there. This is so personal for so many people. And if the reality is you're going to have a smaller operation for a while, or you know your wage subsidy is going to run out, how do you deal with both the emotion and the business decision you have to make restaffing?
There is no way to avoid that. The staff, the people piece of this has been the hardest on business owners. We saw business owners in that first week sort of struggle with putting their hand up and saying, look, I need to apply for that wage subsidy, I need help. We saw business owners over the last few weeks as they started to turn their mind to, well, yeah, as you say, when the wage subsidy runs out, what am I going to do? And that's hard. What I will say is my observation now is that we are seeing a lot of business owners talking openly with their staff, their teams, around looking at leave options, shorter weeks, if that is appropriate. But a lot of the owners I'm talking to at the moment, whilst they acknowledge that those discussions are hard, they certainly are prepared to have those as opposed to having discussions or getting to a stage where we're talking sort of retrenchment or job losses. Now, there have been some of those, and we can't shy away from that. But I do believe that sort of the New Zealand sort of business owners are working together to try and avoid that as much as they can.
How far ahead can you look at the moment? We talked about cash flow. You've also, in the absence perhaps of useful, really useful data, like how successful would an online option be for me? How much is it going to cost me to do social distancing in my physical business? Like, there's still an absence of everything you need to know. So you sort of need to be looking short-term and medium-term-ish business planning, right?
Agree. And you need to run some scenarios. And so that isn't supposed to be sort of a technical answer. It is quite simply saying, well, look, I'll take a hospitality the industry. If you're running sort of a pub venue, you don't know when we're going to get out of level three, when we get into level two, what are the criteria going to be? If you normally had 50 people coming into your pub on a Wednesday night and now it can only be 20 because of social distancing, or maybe it's because that we've all decided to socialise more at home as opposed to out in public venues. You don't know these sorts of things. So all we can encourage business owners to do is to run the different scenarios, take those to your suppliers, to your financiers, and say, look, this is what I'm working through here. These are my options. Are you in the position to be able to support me under these options? And we're hearing some very good stories around where those stakeholders are saying, look, we understand this. Let's see how this plays out, but we're there to support.
The communication thing again, and also the state of mind. You mentioned the mental stresses of this, and they are obvious, and people really need to be doing everything they can to look after themselves and each other. But these are people who take risks by nature and starting a business in the first place. They've certain characteristics. And do you need as much as is possible under this stress to kind of channel that can do, or that channel that problem solving part of your thinking and not get too sunk into the helplessness, which is a really big ask, I know, but is that part of your work program at the moment?
Yes, it is. And it goes both ways at both ends of the spectrum. It's if you're struggling and you're falling into that helplessness that you refer to, and we're seeing a lot of that, it's reaching out and getting help from someone who may be just a little bit more divorced from it, or may be able to bring some additional skills that you don't have. But at the other end of the spectrum, the entrepreneurial Kiwi business sort of own your own business and grow it side of things, is also having someone who can help temper what I'll say may be unrealistic or sort of pie in the sky expectations. And I think on that point, I referred earlier around that businesses that we're seeing position themselves to start to thrive are the ones who have taken a breath. And taking a breath in this sense is not rushing to your suppliers or rushing to your financier and saying, I need this now because I've got this plan. Or say, no, I have this dream. I know this is going to work. It's actually stopping, taking the breath and actually saying, I need this and here's how I will pay it back. Here's how I will pay you. And here is how I've managed the risks. It's taking the time to do that before you reach out. It's a lot easier message for your stakeholders to hear.
Thank you. I really appreciate your time. Deloitte partner David Webb, an expert in restructuring, been dealing with a lot of businesses at the moment who have been hit by this uniquely difficult situation.